Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump arrives in Davos on Wednesday with a plan to dominate the World Economic Forum and intensify his controversial push to acquire Greenland, despite growing resistance from European allies. The move has triggered the sharpest strain in transatlantic relations in decades and is expected to overshadow discussions normally focused on the global economy. Trump has made clear that Greenland will be central to his engagements in the Swiss Alps. He has indicated he will hold meetings on the future of the Danish territory and remains confident that a deal can eventually be reached, framing the issue as a matter of national and Arctic security. In recent days, the president has repeatedly argued that Greenland is essential as a strategic guard post against Russia and China as competition intensifies in the Arctic. He has warned European countries backing Denmark that they could face trade retaliation, raising the specter of a wider economic confrontation between the United States and the European Union. Trump's aggressive posture follows a series of bold foreign policy moves that have emboldened his second-term agenda. After orchestrating the removal of Venezuela's leadership and securing access to its oil sector, he has openly spoken about taking a tougher line on countries including Cuba, Colombia, and Iran. He has also refused to rule out the use of U.S. military power in Greenland, which already hosts an American military base. People familiar with the matter say the Greenland campaign is tied to Trump's desire to cement a historic legacy by expanding U.S. territory on a scale not seen since Alaska and Hawaii became states in 1959. That ambition has unsettled NATO leaders, who warn that the strategy risks undermining the alliance itself. The diplomatic fallout has been swift. Trump sparked controversy by publicly sharing a private message from French President Emmanuel Macron expressing confusion over the Greenland push and urging talks with other G7 leaders. Leaders in Denmark and Greenland have proposed expanded U.S. access and cooperation on the island, but those offers have failed to ease tensions. Trump has further inflamed the debate by circulating an altered image of himself planting an American flag on Greenland, home to just 57,000 people. While Greenland dominates headlines, Trump insists his primary reason for attending Davos is to promote the U.S. economy. He is scheduled to deliver a keynote address highlighting what his administration calls strong economic performance, even as public opinion polls show widespread concern over rising living costs. A key element of his message will be housing affordability. The White House says Trump will unveil a plan allowing Americans to tap their 401k retirement savings to help fund home down payments, part of a broader effort to ease pressure on households. Alongside his speech, Trump is expected to hold bilateral meetings with the leaders of Switzerland, Poland, and Egypt, according to the White House. On Thursday, Trump will preside over a ceremony marking the launch of his Board of Peace, an initiative initially designed to oversee the redevelopment of Gaza following a fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. His suggestion that the body could expand its role to address global crises has raised concern among allies, who see the move as encroaching on responsibilities traditionally handled by the United Nations.